Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Shatter the Darkness broadcast live here on the 22nd of April, Friday night. Well, there's going to be rituals all over, not just the United States, Canada, Australia, all over Europe into Russia. We have listed, and I'm going to encourage you to do some searches on satanic rituals in all those nations. Many of you that have written in have been saying very clearly, yep, they're all over in our areas, and well, we agree. This is why we have made this week and next week a call to believers in Christ, to our prayer warriors that want to be involved. This involves with the evidence concerning all of it. It involves the victims. It involves the rise of radical evil. And let me say this, that prayer warriors, great intercessors who will use the authority of Christ in dealing with exposure of this dark underground, with the help and supernatural rescue of victims, and who will be able to pray for the destruction of some of this radical evil that's all around us. Got an email, just going to read, not the name, but just read what they said. Praying, add me to the number praying against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Praying for exposure and against the rituals of darkness. Now, that's one of a number of you that are now beginning to say, yes, you know what? We want to do some targeted intercession, targeted prayer. We want to see God do some extraordinary things. And maybe it's about time that we rise up to say, you know what? We have seen what has happened in the last 40, 50, 60 years. And we have seen such kind of like the yeast in bread. It is risen, but many don't know how and why and where and what's going on. They just feel it in the air. Once again, welcome all those listening by satellite, all those listening by Internet Live right now. We are here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On this Friday night, some are going to say Good Friday, but let me tell you this, that there's alternative things being done tonight. And if you do, and what we're going to emphasize tonight is, yes, the satanic calendar. The satanic calendar is going to tell us a lot concerning what's going on all around the world. All around the world, if you take a look at these, well, just the simple one that we've linked to our website. Website, shatterthedarkness.net. Right there under satanic rituals. By the way, for new believers listening and for others listening, yes, this week and all of next week, it's going to bring out some blood and guts of the underground, what's really happening. And it might make sense to a lot of folks that look around the world now and say, you know what, look at everything that's going on, and here's some of the reasons now why. Just 2 days ago, here in the greater Akron area of Ohio, all of a sudden on the news, while I was reporting to you on Tuesday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, concerning the issues of abduction and ceremonial preparation and holding of a sacrificial victim. It all begins April 21st, all the way to the 26th, and then it moves all the way to Walpurgis night, April 30th. Major ritual. Listen, this is the alert. Now, the millions of victims in the nations that I constantly, you know, bring out to you, Russia and all of Europe and England and Canada, Australia, United States. Now, it's occurring in Scandinavian countries, even in South Africa. We have clear indications in South America. Anybody know about Colony of Dignidad? Well, listen, when we dig into this all this week, we know that there's going to be some stirring, and that's why we wanted to make sure that we really, really put out some prayers. So I'm first saying thank you to all of you that have put on the Facebook page for us and sent me emails saying that you're beefing up the prayers, that you're unleashing the intercession. I'm going to tell you what, specifically Monday and Tuesday, when I went to prayer prior to the show, it is as if I could feel the prayers or the answers of those prayers, the hand of God, the presence of the Spirit of God falling all over me. And it was clear that it was the Spirit of God indicating this is in response to the prayers of the saints who are praying led by the Spirit of God for all the believers at all times. And you take a look at it in Ephesians 6. I happen to believe that's part of the armor of God. Hey, I love you tonight. Love you being here. Love hearing from you. And only can give you my deepest apology when I can't get back quickly on the emails and so forth. Let me tell you real quick, just personal heads up. Many of you know that there was a flood here about eight weeks ago or so. The entire research center, broadcast center, everything was kind of wiped out. Everything moved. It's all in like three locations. But we had other issues with that. And yesterday the workers were here. That's why we did not go on live yesterday. They would have been right above the temporary space that I'm in. They were on the roof pounding away and using all kinds of machinery and stuff. So it would have been impossible to bring to you the live show on Thursday night. We gave you one of those shows listed in the series, Dark Rituals, Dark And so we want to say that tonight we're live, but we've got another issue. They have just listed our house down in that research center area with black mold, toxic. And so we may have to, you just keep us in prayer. We may have to abandon this place altogether and move on. I don't know. We'll find out more on Monday when all of this crew comes in with all of this stuff to give the indicators of what level and all that kind of thing. So we're just going to be operating in an adaptive way, just like in the book of Acts, hopefully, and learn what we can do on the move, and that's okay. We appreciate, again, the prayers so vital. So tonight we're going to take a little bit of Thursday's live content and then we're going to add it into Friday's content. So on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, on the website, we have there the little notes. You can get the PDF file notes for this entire week and all of next week, by the way. You can look at the mini-casts and listen to the overview of the 2 weeks and of this week and then of next week. You can take a look at the satanic calendar, the mini-cast for the intercessors. And just that one Dark Rituals, Dark Powers series may be very good with this next 2 weeks. So we want to take it right up into May as far as doing what we're doing. So kind of what we're doing right now is the investigation. You know, when we deal with the evidence of this and we deal with looking at it and we deal with the fact that it's there, the victims are there, the perpetrators are there, the powers are real, and the effect in our lives, in our families, in our society, in the world, please understand the Spirit of God in biblical prophecy, Revelation 12 tells us very clearly that this dark side is going for the whole world. So wherever you live, and let me say to the Russians, let me say to those in Estonia that's been listening lately, up there in Finland, way up there in Alaska, and way up in Canada, way up in the frozen tundra. I didn't even know there's anybody living that high up there, but I want to say thank you for downloading and listening. All around the world, up to about 90 countries. There's a reason why. It is the providence of God, and the number one issue in this hour is, do you know God? Do you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you? Do you know the living Christ? Do you know the reasons why He died on the cross, rose from the dead, and ascended back and is going to come again? His coming again has everything to do with the economic, political, military ideologies that are now infused and embedded with Luciferic globalism. And that movement and the destabilization that leads to the chaos, because they desire, and I believe they've got in place, well, a regime that Revelation 13, adding to what the book of Daniel already says, is massively descriptive of the most powerful, heinous political, military, economic system in human history. And it will bring about the deaths of 3 to 4 billion around the world. Well, that's not always the good news. Not everybody wants to listen to what is actual and what is real and what is going to happen when it's that bad of news. But we need to know it so that you could prepare. Do you know if you die tonight, will you enter the kingdom of heaven? Will you be there in God's presence? Are you born of the Spirit of God? Do you have the gift of eternal life? Believers in Christ, with the Spirit of God dwelling in you, listen, you can bear witness with what is being said. Open your Bible, always check it out, test the spirits to see whether they are from God. 1 John 4 is very clear and helpful to us. We need it. We need the Word of God in our lives in every way. Let me say real quick again, Michael Dunahy, 1991, 4 years old, playing in a park, Victoria, British Columbia. He disappeared 7 days before what they call Easter. Someone says also in the writings that I've read, seven streets away from Easter Street. In what others now are claiming that Victoria, British Columbia is the second capital, the second largest capital of satanic cult activity, second only to Geneva, Switzerland. Have you read that? Now, I was reading the story about Michael Dunahy, where the psychiatrist that married Michelle Smith, the book Michelle Remembers, one of the first stories that came out concerning multiple personality and satanic ritual abuse, right out of Victoria, British Columbia. Last Wednesday night on the second live show, we brought this up. We had a friend of mine that was in Vancouver that was abducted, that was demonized, sexually, ritually abused. Well, we dealt with him many years later, still demonized. And many encounters we had. Carl was on with us last Wednesday night. Again, you can get the archives by going to the shatterthedarkness.net site, scrolling down, and where you see it says, little box says, Listen Live, Block Talk Radio, The Ragged Edge Show. Click there, it'll take you to the site, and you'll see how to get last Wednesday evening's live show. Because we had a fella, a friend, out of Victoria, and again, this is out of prayer, folks. I had on my screen a website that I'd been researching and looking over called undergroundvictoriabc.com. And it's all about the underground of Victoria, British Columbia. I also had, a couple of months ago, someone contact me. I talked to them, and we're emailing back and forward, and we're plotting a trip to Victoria, but Wednesday night, well, John calls in and tells us in-depth information, done a lot of research, came out of the New Age, came to Christ, and telling us many things about Victoria, British Columbia. Now there's a few others that have written and have agreed that it's a hotbed for the dark side. And if you find a few ritually abused SRA MPDers, you're going to find many, many others. So we need to, you know, put some prayers up over Victoria. By the way, Michael Dunahy was never found to this very day. Like a lot of missing children, abducted children, never found. In the article that I read back then, there were many that believed that it was a satanic coven that took him. The psychiatrist that was helping the SRA multiple victim from the book Michelle Remembers, it was his input that he believed that it had everything to do with the Satanic Underground group, that when Michelle was released back or brought back to her mother because she wouldn't comply with the coven, that they wanted a boy. Now, all I can tell you is what I'm reading, and I want to deal with reports and then evidences, and we want to look at the Satanic calendar. We want to look at the implications. Are you, now here's the question tonight also. Are you willing to go after Hell's Gate? Are you willing to go after Hell's Gate? Now, I'm going to say that I'm just giving you a phrase. I can tell you to go to the book of Jude. You ever read the last little bit of the book of Jude? About snatching those that are in the fire. Snatching those that are right there on the edge. Snatching them out of the fire. I remember reading years ago, someone wrote something like this. Let others have a quiet chapel beneath an ivory-covered bell, but let me run a rescue ship 1 foot away from hell. Let me say it again. Let others have a quiet chapel underneath an ivory-covered bell, but let me run a rescue ship 1 foot away from hell. Now, that's an interesting and motivating factor. Couple of pieces of news, then we're going to go right into our double session tonight, Thursday and Friday piled in together. Let me mention also future Congress is coming up in July, and Tom Horn, Chuck Missler, many other major speakers are going to be there. And we have been invited to come and do some workshops, so we're going to be there, and we're going to be unleashing some of the materials there. And we're excited about that, glad to be there with folks, and looking forward to seeing some of you there. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, on the left, there are, for new believers specifically, Dynamic Discipleship, Ablaze for God. There's Supernatural Apologetics and Theocentric Counseling. For those interested in helping those with deep wounds or even multiples, Freedom Encounters, there's a course on the Holy Spirit, a course on the Book of Daniel, chapter by chapter, a primary course called Confronting the Powers, one called Exposing Satanism, and we have a few others that are going to be going up. The Black Awakening, How Do They Create SRA MPD? That's up now, free for everybody to have. There's one called Holy Spirit Perception versus Extrasensory Perception. It's all about discernment. And the other series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, Prayer Series, and others, those are all building. There's one primary one, big one, on the Antichrist, and we'll be adding more and more to all of those as we go along. Book of Acts, we have been delayed a little bit this week. We were out yesterday, and we were out today a little bit. I'm not sure what's going to happen here, but as soon as we can, we'll have the next session. If you're interested in doing the most you can in the end of days, we have a brand new live ongoing course called The Book of Acts Field Manual for the End of Days. It's right there on the website. Click it if you want to be a part of it, and let us know what's happening. Satanic calendar, first thing we're going to look at, okay? Let me ask you if you're ready. Let me pray the Lord Jesus grants you the Spirit of God and of great boldness that comes from Him, a great spiritual in Christ, fierce development in your life for all the days that we're living in. You see, just complaining and just whining and just screaming about issues and just living biting nails, none of that works. What we need to do is be able to hear what is real, what is going on. We need to listen to the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 and take into account that He gave the report. And anybody that... Well, let me say this. Skeptics and those who just say, well, there are fear mongers out there. I hope they never attribute that to the living Christ as He spoke in Matthew 24. Because what He has to say there about the possible annihilation of the human race unless those days were cut short, about unprecedented, unequal days coming in the future. There is nothing in history to compare with the great chaos, the rise of the Antichrist, the global system. There is nothing that is coming that is comparable to what has already been done in human history. That's why God has given the heads up. That's why God has painted the picture, and we're talking from the infinite, infallible, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent source, the Spirit of God. For this we rejoice, for this we are able to speak out with confidence about the actual future events of world history. On page 7 of the notes, the PDF file notes that we had on the website, if you're looking at that, we have A, B, and C. Willing to look at the satanic calendar. B, willing to consider the implications. And C, willing to go after hell's gate. Let's take a look at the first one, willingness to look at the satanic calendar. Well, you can take a look at it. We've linked it there. I'm looking at it here to my right. It all begins on the one that has been put up here. It all begins January the 1st, Year's Day, Druid Feast, January the 7th. Saint Wineball Day, blood, animal, human sacrifice. January 17th, Satanic Revels. Female, 7 to 17. January 20th to the 27th, abduction, ceremonial preparation, holding of the victim, etc. And female or child of any age. And you can go right on down the list. February the 2nd, Satanic Revels. You can go all the way down to April, where we're at right now, and that's telling us very clearly that abduction has begun. And I was telling you about a report. I'm listening to the radio in my car, and sure enough, I was just telling a friend, listen in your city to the news, whether you hear anything about girls, kids, boys, children walking to school or walking home from school and attempted abductions. And this just occurred. Listening to it live on the radio. Seems like it happens every year. Multiple attempts. I shared the other night about the descriptions of a hunter personality. Trained in hunting. Exactly how they did it. And then we asked them to take us right out to the ritual site. And where they would seek to hunt children and steal them. Now, this is, vital because of our interest in seeing what could be victims helped before it even occurs. Now, you know that April 30th is coming, Walpurgis Night. Everybody knows about the big wedding in England. Everybody knows about the House of Windsor and the ultimate connections to German blood. The bloodlines are what are really important, not just national public figures and all that's going on. As I've said many times lately, I do believe it's my opinion. It's a human opinion based on what I know biblically, time-wise. It is my opinion that the Antichrist has been born, raised, is alive, the false prophet is alive, the shadow regime, political, economic, military, is one step behind the public political, economic, and military leadership around the world. That the regime is there. The biblical revelation of chapter 13 in the book of Revelation demands that this regime must be in place when the Antichrist comes, has the apocalypse, the unveiling visibly, physically to the world where his voice will be heard. I call him Homo Satanus, Satan in human skin. Now, when that individual, the most supernatural individual in human history other than Christ, and the most masqueraded person at first, well, when that person arrives in the visible sense, unveiled to the world, that event will be inseparable from the regime that is now definitely multinational, that will quickly, with the speed of a leopard, with the thunderous footsteps of a bear, and the roar of a mighty lion. You can read about it in Revelation 13. So the speed of that regime, the thunderous power of that machine, that regime, and the sheer vocal, it will literally induce fear worldwide after the chaos as it is unleashed to take control of everything. I think worldwide, billions know that a chaos, catastrophic anarchy, I'm just saying they call it a black awakening, is coming. Biblically, that is true, the red horse issue. Well, then the other side is true too. But all that leads up to that, and what I'm saying is, in this week and next week, the rituals that are going on and the powers that will be summoned and the powers that will be received and the powers that will be sent are all part of this ongoing development. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There is no advance to the satanic kingdom without the actual, real, demonic power manifested. Christians should realize there's no advance to the kingdom of God without the power of the Spirit of God. There's no great witnessing without the clothing of the power of the Spirit of God. Just as we in Christ at salvation receive the gift of salvation, the power of God, the gospel, it is the power of God. And we need power, the power of the Spirit of God, the power of a new life inside to live. That we can have great power in prayer, power in the Word of God. Dunamis is the word. It involves that felt, expressed, experiential power. And either you are experiencing the felt, experienced power of God, dunamis of God, or maybe you're listening and you're experiencing the other. Maybe the Luciferians, Satanist, chosen ones and others that listen, those that monitor the show, even from agencies. I think you understand if you listen to us. I would assume that if Echelon was listening, that you would understand the ultimate design or the ultimate intent compelled by the Spirit of God. God loves you. God seeks you. You've been brought out onto the table. You've been brought out into the hearing of a message from God about what this fallen world's all about and how you can know God, how you need. And if you think for a moment you don't, just ask yourself the question, what happens when you die? Just ask yourself the question, why do you feel empty? For those that have bought into extra, non-human enhancements, you might call it, energies and powers, you say, I don't really care where they're coming from. I just got energies. I just got powers. I can remote view. I can see things. I can see dead people. I've got powers of clairvoyance and telekinesis, and it's all, where is it coming from? Or has Satan himself pulled the lid over your eyes? Inevitably, in receiving any of the dark side's abilities, powers, energies, it deepens your blindedness to the love of God, the voice of God, the presence of God. Though, let me tell you this, I don't care if the sum total of hell itself wrapped itself around your head. Do you understand something? The power of the gospel can penetrate, and the providence of God and the Spirit of God can have it arranged that you be listening right now, because God loves you and Jesus Christ has come to save you from your sin, your lostness, your inevitable hellbound destiny. You can turn to him right now. You can turn to him. I don't care if you're military. I don't care who you are in your background. If you're a human being, what Jesus said on the cross is for you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He died in your place. What are you going to do with that? Back real quick to the satanic calendar. You can take a look at May. By the way, as I read off the dozens of rituals on the satanic calendar, they are only some. I've got books and books and materials, confiscated materials over the years. There's all kinds of other things in the Abaqua, the Santeria, the Kuntabli, Voodoo, Palo Maombi, the drug lords and their engagement with appeasing and getting the blessings of Santa Muerte. You know, South America, Mexico, drug lords. Well, there's a spiritual power and a connection between drugs on a billion-dollar level and pharmakeion, the push of the dark side to unload on the population elements that help open to their side. God doesn't need a drop of LSD to get you to see him. Timothy Leary floating around in space right now was wrong. Still is wrong. Those into the drugs, you better get out of it as soon as you can. If you've had the experiences of acid and certain drugs and ayahuasca and other drugs in South Africa, and it is opened up to contact with spirits. You are so close, if not already, to possession. It's amazing. Amazing. Glad you're listening. Glad you're hearing. May God grip you. May God grant you right here extraordinarily, you know, engage you to save you and bring you to Christ and deliver you. Take a look, if you would, on the ritual calendar. There's June. You got summer solstice, feast day. You got July, demon revels. Little girl named Sarah Bame was killed, slaughtered, and left on a field called up on Futon Road in Deerfield, Ohio. You see, in August, under Satanic Revels, Kathy Menendez, she was taken and killed. Now, the FBI has put up their pictures on Route 62 on a drive up into Alliance. You can see it there. It's not over. It is not over by a long shot. The prayers continue. Well, you can go back to September, Marriage to the Beast, sacrifice, dismemberment, infants, all the way up to 21-year-olds. How about that? How about in September, and some don't even mention it, but here it does, Midnight Host or the Dismemberment, the Hands of Glory. Let me tell you how many times we've been engaged, even with law enforcement. We are called in by a defense attorney, Akron, Ohio, Larry Whitney. We were called into a case where a lady, Winda, that's her first name only, in the Highland Square area of Akron, the area, there was a murder. In the middle of the night, the kind of murder that involves a lot of bloodletting, a lot of stabbing, a lot of sexual abuse, and then in the end, in the killing, so the perpetrator can absorb the powers, the demonic presence, they cut off the hands. Hands of glory. You know, when I was called in and I walked into the defense attorney's offices, he asked me, Pastor Dizdar, do you believe in Satan? Does he exist? I said, there's no question about it. He exists. The defense attorney looked at me and said, I now do also. And they had all the crime scene photos, horrific, of course. I went to the prison, got access to engage the individual. A lot of things involved with this, but you know what? In September, that hands of glory, where they cut off the hands, use particular elements to, and then pack it in with the hands, bury the hands, try to petrify the hands, so they can have petrified hands that were taken during a ritual that would be objects of demonization, demon attachment, so they can have it on their altar, place of power. But it's also used to pray for invisibility. Another time, we're in Cleveland, Ohio, 9th District, I believe it was. The federal officer's wife was abducted. We're all up there trying to find her, and eventually we find her in a back alley. Now, the officers that came in, I pointed them to what, when we found, I believe by God's providence and answer to prayer, the high priest, there's a priestess there that we've been told about again and again. Sure enough, they banged on her door and made her let everybody in. The officers came in. I walked in. The entire room, nothing but, if you think in terms of voodoo and hoodoo and the dark side of Palo Mombi or even what is called Cantabile, blood, vials, little ones, money on the floor, all kinds of stuff. This is the one in their group that did a death ritual against me. Came to Akron, Ohio the next morning, on a Monday morning, drove up into my driveway to see if I was dead. When I came running out at them, they realized I wasn't. Got in my car, chased them around. Let me tell you what goes on in the underbelly. Now, we're talking about the Satanic calendar here, and I'm only giving you that I mean, you can go all the way into October, Halloween, abduction again, ceremony, holding of victims. What about All Hallows Eve and Halloween night and all the rituals? And you can read again yourself. All the way into December, by the way, winter solstice, it's on the calendar, 2012, December. See, all that stuff they're talking about is going to happen in December 2012. It is actually demonic prophecy that has been unleashed to the world that layers the satanic Luciferic agenda that is pointing to December, 21st, 22nd, winter solstice, and a big occurrence. And how about that? Right there what is considered all the way to December 24th, Demon Revels, by the way. Well, you can take a look at the calendar, and here are some of the implications. Listen to this. And by the way, the calendar you see there, the boy, Michael Dunahy, and I would only say it because, again, I saw a picture of the little fella. Now, we have some other cases that we work on. Lewis out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Blessings to my friend there. That was taken and abducted. So we can apply intense prayer by the authority of Christ, praying against the dark powers that seal and keep hidden. See, for the believers out there, when you read 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. You're reading about the worldwide presence that operates, and I want to say this, probably 90% in hiddenness under the surface of the deep. All you and I are seeing is the tip of the iceberg. All the reports and engagements, it's just the tip of the iceberg. What's underneath, it's like I say when there's when I'm in California, I've been there a lot of times, and when you see a shark in the water, really what you usually see is the shark fin. But if you see the fin of a shark, it is connected to the beast with those big teeth. When you see the darkness and the things that we're talking about and the call-ins that have occurred, the emails that have occurred, even the Facebook information that's been put up. By the way, on Facebook, someone gives me the warning or the heads up. A friend had put a note in there. And I don't know if you know this, but it was very interesting. And so we wanted to put a response up there, actually, that they were saying the CIA, of course, monitors Facebook and is all involved and knows everything and all whatever. It's funny that they, maybe they went to Farmville. Maybe they're engaged with all the stuff. Is it that tedious? Surveillance society? Well, no doubt the Antichrist wants to know everything going on. He doesn't want any resistance. That's what the coming chaos is all about. That's what the masquerade of him being the savior, saving the political, economic, military, and the world. Oh, that's how it's going to look. Well, consider the implications. Number one, does it really happen? You can't have out of Canada, Australia, United States, England, Ireland, Scotland, all of Europe and Russia and other parts of the world. You can't have 40 million victims. And I'm telling you about secular reports of numbers. United States, Colin Ross, the Canadian psychiatrist. Now, he's the one that agreed or put out in his book where he agrees with the numbers 10 million. And I think he was referring to just the United States. That's first generation. Then we talked about these numbers already. Now, the issue is, does it really happen? Well, there's no question. Ask law officers all over the place that engage crime scenes. Now, I've been to the police academy. I've been taken in by law enforcement agents and kind of like under the carpet. I was allowed to go in to cult and satanic crime training in a number of places. And to see with that hundreds of slides and to be able to get materials that only law enforcement people and to see videos and to have inside information that only law enforcement has. Well, I saw the blood and the guts. There's no question about that. But again, I would say that would be about 3 or 4% of what really goes on behind the scenes. Kind of like the mafia, kind of like the drug trade. The overwhelming majority of it is never, never, never caught. The majority of it is still operative. And the majority of this underground system is operative And with it comes the actual satanic power to keep it fueled, to keep it hidden, to keep the secrecy until their day. And they know their day is coming. Those of you that have done deliverances, go back and listen to what the demons are saying. I'm not saying to trust what they ever say, but under the authority of Christ, when they've been kicked out of people, we've heard them. They fear the coming judgment. They know that's coming. They're looking for their day on the face of the earth. They know the concept of their presence in the rise of Babylon worldwide. Now, does it really happen? Yes, and I can only, in this last 18 minutes here, tell you, go research all that we've done. Go research it. If you're a believer in Christ, pray to get involved as a helper, to bring the salvation, the healing, the deliverance, and the power of prayer into this arena of human agony and deep darkness. Number two on your notes here, under B, willing to consider the implications. Now, I want to tell you this, that in Ezekiel chapter 8, when God was leading him, he was willing. He was willing to be led into the cave where decades of satanic, luciferic, serpent-worshipping, most likely human sacrifice, where it was all going on. And God is the one that said to Ezekiel, the great prophet, look and see, look and see. Well, listen, I did this the other night. Go read Ezekiel 8. Listen to the Spirit of God speak to you and teach you out of that chapter how God willed for it to be seen and known. How God led a believer in to see what was detestable, lead him in further to see what is more detestable, and even further, what is more and more horrific and detestable. You got to be willing. It's not about just watching idol on TV. It's not that kind of concept. Forget it. Now, let's go back quickly to the issues of Auschwitz, the final solution, and hundreds of thousands to the point of millions that are going to be absolutely slaughtered and shoved into ovens and burned away. Nobody believed it at first. I mean, those doing it knew, but it was super secret at first. The stories have come out, and one of those is very clear, has come out about Christian churches, one at least anyway, of the sitting there along the way where the train tracks were, where the Nazi-led trains were carrying thousands of victims stuffed in those boxcars. As they were traveling through the town screaming for help, it is said that there was a church that set its singing time for the exact same time the train came through, and they were to sing up their hymns loud and strong to override the cries and the sound of the humans in the boxcars being taken to the occult, inspired Nazi Auschwitz camps and so forth. So, listen, believers can sit back and in la-la land and sing louder, or you can decide to grow stronger in Christ. What do you really think God wants you to do? Point three, who can turn their head? I mean, the story of the Good Samaritan, there's a man, there's radical evil. He's beaten, he's bleeding, he's been robbed, and he's left helpless. And the priest, the religious priest, walks on by. How about that, priest? The Levite just walks on by. How about that for religion? But the Good Samaritan sees the man, stops, and is going to use everything he has to help the man, lead him to safety, and make sure he gets taken care of. Can I ask you right now, those engaged in helping the underground of satanic ritual abused victims. And then the skeptics out there, let me ask the question honestly, who is the Good Samaritan? Point C on page 7, willing to go after Hell's Gate. Now, I say, first of all, let's not be stupid. It's not just like running out into the middle of the town and yelling, I'm after all the Satanists. Because my intent, and I believe God's will, is to go after everything, everywhere, evangelistically. So first of all, get fierce in your ability to walk with God, worship in the joy of the Lord, to understand the power there is in prayer, to become strong in your witness of Jesus Christ, and understand what getting people saved, healed, and deliverance is all about. Know the authority of Christ. And realize that your prayers should include, more than ever these days, prayers targeting dark powers, dark presence, where the covens are. I'm listing that in that series called Dark Powers, Dark Rituals, or Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. So get fierce, and where to begin? Well, let me tell you something. We're going to talk about that. That's off of Thursday night's notes. I'm going to go to Friday's notes real quick here. So the notes for Friday, the 22nd, again, three things, A, B, and C. A, let's look at the crimes. B, let's look at the crime scenes. And then C, we're going to deal with some evidence things too. Number one, clearly, number one here, listen. If you can get a chance to buy on the web from wherever, there's a book out there called The Satan Hunter. I know the man, Tom Wedge. Tom Wedge led me into the police department, into the academies, and we even had him do separate law enforcement-oriented teachings, seminars, about four or five of them all together. Now, the book is written and was under a law enforcement press. Caliber Press was the last one, and was only sold to law enforcement, but now it's on the web. You can buy it at the book stuff on the World Wide Web, and I would encourage you to get a hold of that older book, because it'll give you the differences between, you know, Satanism, different types. It's different from Wicca. It's different from paganism. You know, it's a good book to have. Not a complete book, but a good book. There's another book out there called A Cop's Guide. A Cop's Guide to Investigating, I think it says Investigating Occult and Satanic Crimes or Occult Crimes. And I know the individual that wrote that book, been with him, listened to him, good, good man of God. So if, and there's other materials, and if you're law enforcement, you have privy to a lot of other stuff. But I'm going to say this very clearly in the beginning. Whether you're in law enforcement, the feds, I don't care. If you're a fed, you're a human being. If you're in law enforcement, a detective, you're a human being. Though you might have greater resources than most, if you do not have the spiritual resources that we talk about, I guarantee you, whether you believe this or not, I guarantee you, your investigation into these areas are going to be crimped. And I only ask you to really consider the supernatural side in all of this. I really do. I absolutely believe by experience in us finding places, being able to engage and go to law enforcement and give them the facts, and deal with what's going on. And now, listen, not fading away, but more than ever, and this week specifically, and more than ever go after these issues. Here's one of the reasons. A fourth generation of satanic ritual abuse, SRA, MPD, is being developed. Many of them are already 5, 6, 7, and 8 years old, but there's babies included. This means that they have been demonized through trauma-based pressure, dissociated, split, subpersonalities being created. They're being used in rituals, like on the calendar that I just read. Abductions, that's all about primarily using them for rituals, for pain, agony, terror, to draw the demons. So in law enforcement, what is the motivation to the crime? When they're doing, like here in Akron, the girl Winda, and she was buried without hands. She was stabbed, I think, 87 times. None of the stabs would have killed her. All of them collectively didn't kill her. They were just meant to bring blood and caused pain, raised the human energies of terror and fear and all the rest, while the sexual abuse was going on, tied up, of course. And then only when all of that has reached its top level, then the killing, what some have called the third power, that's when the demons are just drawn and upon, and the perpetrator, whether they do it to deeply empower themselves or what some call purifying the blood, demonizing the blood, empowering themselves, and enabling themselves, which fuels the programming that's inside subpersonalities too. Well, that's going on. I don't know what happened to Michael Dunahy in Victoria in 1991. There's those that do. Maybe we should put out some massive heavy-duty prayers targeting by just simply specifics about those who stole him, those who know that God would deal with them and give them no rest and visit them. Did not God, you read the book of Daniel, a demon-worshipping, powerful political military king, demon-worshipping king, a very powerful, strong man, God plopped into his mind, his experience, a dream. It so unsettled him, it so bothered him, he demanded that all of the Chaldeans and astrologers and sorcerers and all the rest of them, he wanted them to interpret the dream, but he wanted them to tell the dream first so he can know for sure that they were doing it right. Because this came from God and not the demonic realm, the ones that had all the demons and all the powers and all the abilities and all the spells, they couldn't do it. It took Daniel and some guys to go into prayer and ask for the mystery. You read that. Look at the prayer. After the prayer is answered, look what Daniel does in praise to God. How God knows what goes on in darkness. You don't think God knows where the perpetrators are 20 years later? I guarantee you, the omniscient God knows, even if they're listening right now. Boom. Payday someday. And the scripture does say to the wicked, the radical wicked, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire. When it comes to that kind of unrepentant, horrible, horrific, detestable, radical evil, you think it's going to go undealt with? You think that it will go? There is the great white throne judgment. And there are times that God engages. Go read in the book of Acts about King Herod. Did God engage him? Go read Pharaoh. And when he left this demon worshiping in the realm of the Nephilim, basically, leaves, you know, to go attack the people that God was trying to get out and redeem. Did God step in? Sure did, didn't he? I decided this week, maybe next week I'll do this, I didn't put any crime scenes up. Sometimes when people see the actual crime scenes, that's one thing, or you're engaged with working with victims. And all I can tell you, over almost 30 years, sometimes coming home at 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting there in the still silence of a living room, thinking through what just occurred, the demonization that we dealt with, the demons that we had to listen to, the power of God that was displayed, the places we've been taken to, double basements and buildings and military bases and places, and we've been taken to woods and cemeteries and dug up stuff and bones and unbelievable places. Because we were willing to go. And the goal always has been, whether it's with whoever we're with, law enforcement, whoever get involved, evangelism, share the love of Christ. That's the most important thing. Listen, with the time that we have left, let me give you a few points, okay? When it comes down to the evidence of all of this and what's really there in your city. And again, I'm going to tell you this. And you can say, this is Russ's opinion. Okay. I believe in the United States, and I believe this is true in all of Europe, probably all of England too. somewhat like this in Canada, Australia, and so forth. I have no question in my understanding and research, and after 30 years, there's covens in every single city. There's victims in every single city. There's rituals by a few hundred per year that go on in every single city in the United States of America, and where you are. In Moscow, no question about it. In Berlin, Paris, London, Oslo, on and on and on. Pretoria, Johannesburg, no doubt about it. Victoria, no doubt about it. Now, like in Ezekiel's day, how then do you find it? Well, number one, look, pray for and ask God to lead you to the victims. And in with the goal of primarily first helping them and getting them safe, praying that who did this to them that is there in the city could be found. And you're going to need some thunderous, powerful, designated, consistent, ongoing prayers. But here's the rule. If it's really there, like in Ezekiel's day, the evidence of the physicality of it, the finding, the coming up even on them during a ritual, all that can be done. I believe more than we've ever seen could be done. So number one, major prayer. Here's three things. Major prayer, become as powerful in prayer as you can. That's your number one place to be. Look at Acts, Rhoda's house, they're praying. Look at Peter, all jailed up and chained up and iron-barred gates and guards. Did that stop God? In the answer to the prayers and the prayer group at Rhoda's house, God sent one angel. Looks like he just simply put the guards to sleep or something. The chains supernaturally fell off the hands. See, the physical side is nothing to God. God isn't strained to do what he does. Peter gets up and the angel tells him to get his stuff and get going. They come to the iron barred gates and they opened all by themselves, all by the hand of God. And the angel tells him and Peter ends up going to Rhoda's house, the very place they're still praying. The answer for the deliverance of the victim, Peter, was standing there on their stairs. You begin to pray for these victims to show up at the church, they're going to show up. You begin to say, God, lead me. Get a team, put yourselves in a car, begin to drive around the city. You begin to ask law enforcers, AS cops, where is this going on? And go there and pray. Investigate, number two. Number three, discernment. Well, I got more. But we're done. Time's up. Hey, we love you. Remember us in prayer. Blessings to you. Hey, remember us in support. That's how we do it all. God bless. Good night.